This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm John Richards. I'm the co-creator and writer of Outland and part of the Splendid Chaps podcast.
So how did you feel about the panel?
It was all right. Yeah.
Do you think we got a bit of a good turnout, and like, do you think people were responsive? Like,
well, we were up against Corey Feldman, which is, you know, that's always a problem. But, you know, actually, no, it was good. Like, it was a good panel. They were responsive. It's funny. There's that thing with anything involving gay where you're trying to encapsulate everything that is the entire gay of everything ever. And I don't think, an hour-long panel's quite going to do that. But I think it's an interesting starting point, I think, for the future.
Tim, do you think it's important to start the conversation, to just put it out there and see if people want to talk about it?
Yeah. But I mean, the thing I thought was the most interesting panel was the discussion of gay representation in gaming. And I don't even play games, but I know it's a massive thing now. And I would think an hour spent discussing just that topic would probably be really worthwhile. This is the start where you do the overview, and now you can start looking more specifically.
So perhaps in the future you could say at this con we're going to talk about games, and at this con we're going to talk about sci-fi. Do you think that would be better to try to get the audience to know what you guys want to talk about and what should be discussed?
Yeah, I do, just because I think there's that thing of trying to cover too much in one go. And as was mentioned on the panel, there's that thing involving queer themes. We kind of want everything in everything, which just can't be done. So, yeah, I think this is the start of a conversation that will go on.
So you definitely want to see it happening next year and maybe even moving on to some other cons and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, it would make sense to keep doing this. Yeah, I mean, the fact that we haven't had a panel up until now is a bit weird in retrospect. So, yeah, it'd be great to see more of this happening.
Welcome. This is Davros welcoming you to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Listen or be exterminated.
Hi, I'm Luke Miller. I made My Ex-Boyfriend the Space Tyrant and the sequel, Escape from Pleasure Planet.
How do you think it went? How do you think the panel went?
Sure, it's really great to have a panel in Australia. So there's a similar thing. GamerX is a gay convention in San Francisco and New York Comic Con, and they had panels. And I think Melbourne acquits itself really well compared to other countries. Like, Melbourne actually is a bit of a heart of gay science fiction, I think, especially in Australia, but even around the world. So you've got Outland and Joy FM with Sci-Fi and Scream and My Ex-Boyfriend the Space Tyrant. And
how do you think the crowd reacted? Do you think it was a good turnout? Do you think they were engaged?
Well, it's when you're talking about something as broad as, you know, queer culture, even when it's a niche like fantasy and science fiction, there's so many different perspectives on it that, I mean, the panel today touched on comic books and television and movies and games and, you know, activism and boycotts and that. And you can often see different segments of the audience engaging and then disengaging. It's really quite a fascinating process. So, especially when computer games, half the audience eyes glaze over. Then when it's comic books, they glaze over and the other half come back.
I also noticed there were quite a lot of young people in the audience. Like, what did you think about that?
Well, it's interesting with young gay people. I think they often identify with their own sort of genre group than with perhaps gay or lesbian specifically. So, you know, you'll get people who are more into, well, furries are probably a great example. You know, a lot of people would self-identify as, you know, science fiction fans before gay or fantasy fans before gay. And so I think when you look out at the audience, I saw that real diversity there.
Hello, this is Lawrence R. Harvey, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 949.
My name is Rick, I'm 32, and I live in Hawthorne.
And you were in the audience. What did you think about the Queer Geeks of Oz panel today?
I was so excited when I heard about it. I call myself a queerd, like a queer nerd, but I've never met anyone else who is. Like, all my friends are either gay or geeks or neither or both. No one's both. So it was really exciting to talk about it from a gay perspective.
So you always felt like you had to keep that separate or hide part of who you were in different groups?
Well, there's just so little of it. I'm in anime. When I'm into anime, the gay characters are always played for laughs, or they're not there in science fiction, or they're, you know, they're big busted lesbians in games. So there's no real outlet to have a strong gay person. There's just been no opportunity to find it.
And what was it like seeing that there were other people in the audience? There are a lot of young gay people as well. What did that feel like?
That's excellent. I mean, the future for us is amazing, and they can try to knock us down, but the youth, being maybe I'm not the youth anymore, but the youth are really rising up, and it's going to be, our future looks pretty bright.
And so one of the questions I noticed was, did the panel think that young people and gay people in particular should be buying this stuff to make more of it? What's your opinion on that? Would you buy it?
If it's good, I'll buy it. I'd prefer to buy things that I can see a future in. But if it's gay and it's great, I'll definitely buy it. I won't buy something just because it's gay, because sometimes it's not. People just make it, oh, it's gay, gay people will buy it.
So do you think that there's just not high enough quality because there's just not a market?
The quality is lower because people think you'll buy it on the strength of it being a rainbow product. If they realise that it should be better, and then maybe gay people will buy it and lend it to their straight friends, and they'll read it and they'll get more interested. So quality to me is more important, I think.
And so do you feel like, because there was also talk about perhaps we shouldn't be looking at characters as gay or straight, do you think that maybe first off we have to start making gay characters, or where do you stand on that?
We do have to make characters who are strong and who just happen to be gay. It can't be making a character gay for the sake of making them gay. It has to be, they have to be strong, and it has just to be part of who they are. If it's explained that, yes, they're gay, maybe they have a boyfriend, but it doesn't come up every 20 minutes and they're not, you know, prancing about, then that's good for me. I'd prefer to see myself in, when you're playing first-person games, you do want to see yourself in the character, even if it's a six-foot-tall green alien. So that would help. It definitely would. I'd like to see strong gay male protagonists who just happen to be gay because that's the way they are.
And so do you think they should come back next year? Is this an important event that needs to grow and get bigger?
I think we need to have our own BentCon, actually, but if there's a panel next year, I'll come. I'll definitely be here.
Fantastic. Thank you for speaking with me.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dilip Brown, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. Get it.
Hi, I'm Dylan Adler. I'm host of Generation Next, and I also collab with Sonia on Sci-Fi and Squeam for the video game segment Dillstick.
How'd you think it went? What did you think of the panel?
It was really awesome. Like, a whole lot of fun. I think that it's great that we're getting our queer representation out there, which is, I guess, the whole reason why we're here today.
Definitely. And do you think that there was a good turnout, and did you think they were responding well? Like,
Sonia and I were joking that there's just going to be our three friends in the audience, so there were actually quite a few rows filled up, so I think it's really good. One of our prize winners, he came back behind the stage with us when we were taking some photos, and he was saying that just how thankful he was that he had the opportunity to come along to something like this, because his friends are either geeks or they're gay and they don't blend in between. So for him, he took a lot out of today, which was nice.
And there seemed to be quite a lot of gay youth in the audience as well. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's awesome hosting Joy's youth show. I think that's a big thing, that when we look at, say, like the 90s, when younger people that are into their, iconically into their sports, into their outdoors, and now it's actually showing that people are, little younger generations, they're into their games, they're into their pop culture. There's nothing more insane than a hardcore gamer.
And do you think it's proved that gay issues in the geek world matter? People want to know more about it? People want to be talking about it?
I think so, especially because most of my lesbian friends, they're gamers, and they're hardcore gamers. One of the frustrations they always bring up is that they're only lesbians if it's for a sexual one for heterosexual normative men. And for myself, I'd like to be able to play a game where you don't need a patch, you don't need a hack to be able to have a same-sex relationship.
And so what do you think for next year? Do you think it's going to get bigger and better? Like, what do you think about it?
I hope it does get a bigger and better. Like, I think that we can really grow as our queer geeks of Oz to have a fully fledged army. We can be a legion of queer geeks.
I'm Lucky McKee, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Do you think it's important to be representing like the gay community with this, like, for the first time?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool because I looked at some stuff online and they said, oh, this is the first one around the world, and there were people overseas commenting and saying, you know, go and, you know, and I just think, wow, it's so cool to be a part of it, and hopefully more of these conventions can have more of these things. So, yeah, but it's cool to be the first filmmaker to be on it. Yeah.
Saturday, October the 19th, 2013. It's 3 p.m. The mothership has landed. Queer Geeks of Oz is here. Queer Geeks of Oz, for all you LGBTIQ, sci-fi, horror, and pop culture fans. History will be made. Time travel will be achieved at Armageddon, at the Melbourne Showgrounds here in Batmania. For the very first time, LGBTIQ people represent. With Queer Geeks of Oz, a special panel only at Armageddon. Sci-Fi and Squeam presents Queer Geeks of Oz. Get your geek on, queers.
How did you think it went, Sonia? The first Queer Geeks of Oz.
I thought it was great, but I was pretty nervous to start with. I think everybody managed to get some words in, the people on the panel, even though it was a kind of diverse panel, I realised. It did sort of head towards more of the video games side of things, but that was good because people in the audience were, there was quite a few, you know, the odd gamer in there, so that was good. Yeah, no, I was pleased. It went so fast.
Do you feel like you got a bit of a turnout? Do you feel like the audience was quite responsive?
Yeah, it was.
Considering at one point I think I counted about 60 people, like it's a big room. What do you think about the idea of maybe just focusing in the future and trying to focus in on different people's interests?
One of the things I wanted to ask the audience, I didn't know if I was going to get much response, but I wanted to ask people if they did think it was an idea that could be done again or branched out in different settings, different conventions. But as John Richards said, you know, if we did it next time, Queer Geeks of Oz could have, and Queer Geeks of Oz presents Star Trek, or Queer Geeks of Oz presents Star Wars. So it just focuses on one thing at a time instead of several things. I don't know, what do you think?
Well, that is something that Dylan said, Dillstick, that he noticed, because it was talking a lot about games, that a lot of geeks will glaze over, like if they're into games, they'll glaze over when you're talking about sci-fi, and if sci-fi people will glaze over when you talk about games, that perhaps in the future focusing it in, and then people know what you're going to be talking about. But definitely I think for the first go, being broad and just letting people know, hey, we're going to have a conversation about it.
Yeah, I think that'll be great. Yeah, I still have to digest what's happened, think about it, get honest opinions from people, what they thought about my presentation up there and how I handle things. So I have to probably listen to the podcast when it is podcasted and have a listen to that audio to see. Because it's a different kettle of fish for people in front of you, because if they're just looking stunned or like bemused and what are they doing there, it's kind of like, oh, you know, because at least with radio you can't see people's faces and you can't see that they've walked off.
And I did notice that there were quite a lot of gay youth in the audience, which was fantastic to see. What do you feel about that?
Fantastic. You know, they ask the questions that make me think about things and make the panel think about things, perhaps things that we weren't aware of, or we need, like there was a question about gay, trans representation in games, which I know nothing about, so I just handed the mic immediately to Bailey. Bailey handled it well, I think, and everybody was learning something, and I hope, especially with transphobia being so such a topic that's very in focus at the moment, I think it's important that we represent trans people and trans people.
Especially because it is also present in the gay community as well.
Very, yeah, that's right. And maybe Queer Geeks of Oz one day will do a Queer Geeks of Oz trans, you know, geeks.
And perhaps even get more lesbians representation. There were a lot of women in the audience, which was fantastic to see.
Yeah, that was true. We don't know if they're lesbians or not, but of course, or bisexual or pansexual and so on. But getting females to come along to these things is great, but getting females to actually ask questions was good. While I think Dina Curry from Guy-Fi Podcast was talking about Batwoman and the contention there of DC banning her same-sex marriage, of course, in the DC verse.
Let's talk about gay, lesbian, trans women issues.
Straight women in there.
Yeah, straight. Yeah.
because there are some straight women writers and sci-fi and so on who write, lesbian and bisexual characters. And I interviewed a woman called Sarah Harvey, an American woman who is a straight woman, happily married to a straight man, obviously. And she is basically all of her fantasy fiction she writes and steampunk fiction is lesbian characters. And I said to her, well, why? She goes, because I can do all sorts of things with these characters. I can really stretch them. To me, they're more interesting. She said, even though I'm not a lesbian, though, I find them far more fascinating and much more diverse.
And what did you think about that? There was a really good question from a young lady in the audience who asked, do you think that the queer audience should be buying, actively seeking out things that involve gay characters? What did you think about that?
I think that's a really good idea. It is good to know where you can get these things, but it's like sometimes it's like you look and you look and you come across things by accident. Maybe there needs to be more hubs or as such online communities and hubs where people can go, and know specifically that there's going to be queer content.
And so what do you think? You think you're going to do Queer Geeks of Oz next year? What's the verdict?
Yeah, I'm actually excited because I know how I could do better. Yeah, there's so many things that we could touch upon which we didn't, but next time certainly don't want to leave anything out, or next time make it more focused on one thing at a time or something.
Hi, this is Claire Kramer and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on 94.9.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.